Okay, so we'll begin today, Be'ezer Hashem, Simen Peches. Simen Peches, Le'lahalis Basar Al Shulchan Sha'echlin Gevina. And we'll see it's really both ways. You can't put meat on a table you're eating cheese. You can't put cheese on a table that you're eating meat. Says the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sefalaf, Afilu Basar Chaya Va'oif. Even chicken or basar chaya, which is not midday rice, a basar b'cholov, right? Chicken and milk is only midrabanan. Osir lahaloisei al shulchan she'eichel alav gvina. You can't bring that up on the same table. Not only can't you eat it together, that's obvious, but you can't even put it on the same table. You can't have it on the same table at the same time you're eating the opposite min. If you're eating gvina, you can't put even chicken on the same table. What's the reason for this? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shala yavoy la'ochlam yachad. In order that you shouldn't come to eat him simultaneously. You shouldn't put a piece of meat and a piece of cheese in your mouth at the same time. More like a buffet table, a setup table is not the place where you're eating from. Then, we'll have to clarify what that means exactly, this non-eating table. You're just being masadirit. Okay, for example, you have a smorgasbord, right? That's not the table you eat at. Right, you're supposed to take the food from there and then go sit on your own table. Although there are people who just stand and eat over there, but those are not for simen peches, it's for other halakhas, whether that's appropriate. But can you put basar and gvina on such a table? According to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like yes. Okay, maybe that's not such a practical case, but we'll see where it does come up.
Would apply. I'm going to take from here. If I'm not careful, the same sakana could exist.
Then you may come to eat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Take from both sides, and especially if it's not mishpavina, but something that is built inside. You can't do kugel.
Right.
Sakana would stay.
We're talking about chayva oif.
Even basar chay v'oif, even chicken, can't have at the same table. What's the problem? Why? Because you may come to eat it. You may come to eat it together.
You know, but if it's a buffet table,
uh-huh.
So your chicken and basar is not as hungry as regular.
If it's just at a buffet table, right?
But it's chicken at a buffet table, so it's less of a problem.
That's the Mechadesh Shulchan Aruch saying. So no, Barry's asking, why should that be? You may take a little piece of this, a little piece of that, and then go sit down. So we'll have to see why that's different. Really, there's a big kasha on this halacha. Why? Because what's the isser of eating a piece of meat with a piece of cheese? Is that deraisa or rabbanan?
It has to be cooked together.
Lo savashel gedi. We had many times derech bishul asher teira. If you don't cook them together, you take a piece, slice of cheese with a piece of meat, and you eat them together, it's a drabanan. Right. So if that's awesome a drabanan, and now we say if you eat a piece of chicken with the cheese, what's that iser? Also a drabanan. A drabanan, a drabanan. Now we're saying don't even put them on the same table because you may come to eat them together. We call that a gzeira l'gzeira, and this is maybe a gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira. So why would that be usher? How could a chacham make a gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira?
Even though we learned it out from three different repetitions.
Yeah, but that was only.
But that's, we don't call that deraisa because it's based on three psukim.
Yeah, that because we use those deraisas. Those deraisas, one that's iser of bishul, one is iser achila of something that was mavushal, and one is then iser to benefit, to have enough from something that was mavushal. It's all on bavushal and all on basar.
Okay.
It's all on basar and cholov over there.
Right. Has to be regarding pshat in
shesuda. Huh?
Has to be regarding pshat in shesuda. What means shesuda?
Shesuda alav.
This is right. I don't know yet, but it has to be regarding pshat.
You mean in this side table, this buffet table? Let's take a step before that. The actual issur, even on the same table that I'm eating, why should it be usur? Why should it be usur?
You said it was.
Yeah, but it's usur. For some reason it's usur, we'll have to see. But that doesn't apply. So let's first see why it's usher in the first place, because it doesn't really make sense to make a gzeira upon a gzeira that you may come to eat something. Right? The Chacham usually don't do such things. So this is really, the Gemara really asked this kash already. The Gemara in Chulin Kuv Dalet, and the Kuv Gimel Amid Beis is this Mishnah. The Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Kol HaBasar, the 8th Perek of Chulin. Kol HaBasar, Osel of Ashel B'cholov, Chutz MiBasar, Dogim V'Chagovim. And now another Allah of Osel, Lahalois Imagvina Ala Shulchan. All types of meat, you can't put on the same table that you have cheese on. That's the iser. Chus mi basar dogim v'chagovim. Except for grasshoppers and fish, that you could put on the same table. But basar and gvina you can't put on the same table. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yosef shmamina basar oif b'cholov is deiraisa. As Rav Yosef says, must be chicken is dasma deiraisa. And there is a shita that we have later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva shita, that holds in these, it is deiraisa. So Rabbi Yosef says, must be from this Mishnah holds that basar oif, chicken and cheese must be deiraisa. Otherwise, how can you make a gzeira on a drabanan? So must be that's deiraisa, and therefore you're making a gzeira on the deiraisa. Dizal gudaitach drabanan, achila gufa is a gzeira. Even to eat them together is only a gzera and rabbanan. Banan nigzer halah to achila. So that was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara concludes. The Gemara concludes that till the next mission on this kufdalad and the beis, that really you know what the gzera is. The gzera is that shema yala beilpis reseach. Here's what we're worried about. You may have a boiling hot kli, and the Gemara says, "Aye, that's a kli shening." No, it's a kli rishon. You take a kli rishon right off the fire, you put it on the table. It has, let's say, it has meat soup in it, or it has chicken soup in it. And then, if you're allowed to bring cheese on the same table as you have meat or you have chicken soup, you may put that cheese, forgetting that it's a chicken soup, and you may put it straight into the soup, and you'll be cooking up Basar b'cholov. That makes sense. It's a gzeira for a deraisa. The Chacham always makes gzeiras on deraisa. So the gzeira was, don't put cheese on a table that you have meat, or don't put meat on a table you have cheese. What's the real concern? The concern is that you have hot cheese in a kli rishon, or hot chicken soup in a kli rishon, and you may come put a digvina into it, and that will be an iser of basar b'cholov. That's a derabbanan on deraisa.
He says,
So freak the crazy of placey and the Chokhmah Sodom. So what is the Mechaber doing over here? The Gemara tells us clearly what the reason is, and the Mechaber changes it. Why did the Mechaber change it?
Can we look into the Gemara again?
Yeah, sure.
You have Yosef Glili, who says that you can eat basar oif together with milk.
Yeah.
So that's another sheet in the Mishnah that holds that there is nothing wrong with chicken and milk.
Right.
So you give me somebody who says that it's a deraisa.
Deraisa.
I'll give you somebody back who says that it's...
Terrific, right. So we have the extremes.
Apparently they have pascan like in some place because you have that story with the guy who went to the... So apparently it was more like him than it was like
good.
The other one.
Very good. So that's the Gemara's kash over here. Who is this Mishnah going like? We know in the Gemara and the Mishnah Kuv Yud Gimel, we have a few shittas. What's the din of basar oif? Right? And we want to know, who does this Mishnah hold like? So Rabbi Yosef is saying, by the fact that the Mishnah says you have a gezeira to put both meat and chicken at the same table, must be that my whole meat and chicken is deraisa. Otherwise, why are you making an gzeira? And then the Gemara still asks on that and says, what is the gzeira? The gzeira is because you may come to cook them together. And cooking basar oif, chicken with gvina is deraisa. So if that's where the Gemara comes out, so then why does the Shulchan Aruch here come up with a new reason? The reason is you may come to eat them together. And the problem is, when you say to eat them together, eating together is certainly only with drabanan. Right? So here the Achrayim have to come up with some interesting terutzim. to say why, what happened from the time of the Gemara until the Shulchan Aruch. And they explain like this. Indeed, in the Crazy Place, he says that indeed the Gemara was going with Shitas Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says the only way I can understand this din in the Mishnah, that you can't put meat and cheese on the same table, is because you must hold its deraisa, and you must be coming to encroach on some deraisa, and therefore the Rabbana made a fence. Don't do such a thing.
What's the
rice in
his
house? Cooking chicken and cheese.
Why are we coming on to chicken? Why are we hanging on chicken?
Because the Gemara says, Basar, kol habasar, also la'alois in magvina. All meat that is us to cook is us to put in.
No, it's regular basar.
No, so it's all inclusive. So the Gemara says, Shmamina must be basar ayim b'chol of deraisa. Because you tell me every type of meat that you can't cook with cheese, you can't put up on the table. Okay. So you see, it's included even chicken.
Okay, so fine. So what difference does it make? You still have to come out to the cooking.
Right. And the Gemara seems to conclude that must be the problem. We're worried that you may come to Bishul of
the hot pot with the plain gravy.
That's right. Okay. Right.
So why do we have to worry about whether it's okay? So.
Well, if that's only midrabbanan, if it's only also midrabbanan to cook chicken like we paskin, so why are you making exera? Don't put chicken and cheese at the same table. Why? Because you may come to cook them together. But cooking them together is only midrabbanan.
Okay, so you say this goes by Rabbi Yosef.
So it must be, says Rabbi Yosef, chicken is usher to cook midaraisa. And if you cook chicken and milk, it's usher to eat midaraisa. It's the same status as basar itself, basar behema.
Okay, but that's not addressing the central issue of Hila versus relative to the Mechaber.
Again, the Deiraisa is you're not allowed to cook them together, and once it's cooked together, you can't eat them together. That would all be Deiraisa. But what's the deal with chicken? So Rabbi Yosef understands chicken is the same category as meat. Right? So then it would make sense why you make Xayir. The Mishnah says you can't even put them on the same table that you're eating because we're worried you may come to cook them together. Right, that's very good. That's a derabbanan on a deraisa. Good. But here in the Shulchan Aruch, it comes out a different reason. And apparently the reason of the Shulchan Aruch has nothing to do with a deraisa, right? Because if you eat the two together, you're not being over deraisa. Even if you eat meat and cheese, you're not even being over deraisa. So what's Shan Xayir? So these Achreinim answer that indeed that Gemara was only going in Shitas Rabbi Yosef. There was another opinion of the Abaya rejected Rabbi Yosef in the middle. The Gemara's maskana, the end of the Gemara that said the real concern is we're worried you're going to have to take a boiling hot pot of chicken soup off the fire, put it on a table, and then someone's going to come with some cheese, and melt the cheese and put it right into the soup and be cooking up. That indeed was only according to Rabbi Yosef, that it could not see that the Chachamah would make a gzeira if it was not coming to protect the Deiraisa. But Abaya, who rejected this Rabbi Yosef Shita, indeed would seem to hold that you could make Xera L'Xera. Okay? Oh, and that's why now we can understand and appreciate what the Taz says over here. Look at the Taz of Kon Aleph. The Taz of Kon Aleph says, next page here, Mishal Yovei La'ochlam Yachad, Va'af Alpi Dikishoichlam Yachad, Nami Lekis Deraisa, even if you would eat them together, there's no Deraisa, She'ein Iser Eladavka Derech Bishol, because it's only us if you cook them together, Yachad. It's really one drabbanon on top of another drabbanon. The Gemara says, which is not so clear in the Gemara, but that's how the Achrenim understanding, that in the Gemara there's a second opinion. And the other opinion, which is Abaya, who disagrees with the Rabbi Yosef, holds that in such a case you do make Gzeira L'Gzeira. What's the reason for this? So we have reasons in the Rishonim and reasons in the Achrenim. The Ran says that, the starting point is, and we find many times, Chachamim don't make Gzeira L'Gzeiras. And that's where Rabbi Yosef assumed this also. You don't make Gzeira L'Gzeira. So his only conclusion of why you could make Gzeira is, must be this is a Deraisa. And it's a Gzeira on a Deraisa. But in Abaya's opinion, where you do make Gzeira L'Gzeira here, so you have to come up with some good reason why you're allowed to do that. So the Ran says that there are certain conditions when we do make a gzeira l'gzeira, and one is Eloi ha, Eloi kaima ha, which means if you're coming to protect ultimately a deraisa, and the Chacham started making many layers, many fences to protect that deraisa, if you have a fence over here which has a weak fence, right, or it's a weak opening, so they had to make another fence to protect even that fence. In other words, if this fence was enough to protect the deraisa, that's enough. But they saw even this original fence was not enough to protect the deraisa, so they had to make additional fences to ultimately protect the deraisa. So that's the svara Eloi ha, Eloi kaima ha, which means if you're not going to make an additional fence, you're never going to be able to keep the first fence, which ultimately will break down the deraisa itself.
It seemed to open the door for making gazeros on
gazeros. Right. So that's what we're saying. Only at certain times where they felt that if we don't protect it, even that one will be broken.
That becomes subjective.
Right, and that's
anybody can.
Well, that's why we don't sign anybody. That's why it's only when Chazal made it. Right, once you had the Chasimah Satalmud, once the Gemara came to a close, we didn't make any more gzeris. That's true. Nowadays, you can make a gzera on your own. Number one, you can't make it. And number two, that if you decide you're going to make a gzera, that has no teeth. Chacham were allowed to make gzeras. But the Chacham had rules when they make gzeras. So here the Quran is saying, the reason why they were able to go sort of out of bounds or an exception to the rule is because Eloi ha, Eloi kaima ha.
I don't want to get into
that.
Come on.
You can't say that.
What about kidneys? What are you going to call kidneys?
Gzeira? No, chas v'shalom.
Kidneys
gzeira? No. Do you know that some of my best friends eat kidneys on Pesach?
Yeah, mine too.
They're svardim.
Right.
Yeah, that's a minhag. Minhagim.
You can call it this, you can call it that, but it comes down to the same thing.
No, not at all.
Asher by the Rabbanon.
No. We say this is gzeira. Gzeira the Rabbanon. It says kol ha'ev al divrei chachamim chayiv misa. The Gemara says o yishchenu nachash. The Gemara says that's only an gzeira the Rabbanon. That's not if someone doesn't follow a minhag.
Practically speaking, what is the difference for an Ashkenazi guy of this gzeira that the Chazal made and whatever
I just tell you
want to call it about kidneys?
So Yishchenu Nachash, not enough of a nafkamina. Makus Mardus. Someone's over under the Rabbanon, and he gets Marcus Mardis.
Okay.
Someone knows a minig that they started, 200 years ago, 400 years ago, 800 years ago. Those are minhagim. Minig Yisrael Tairi, we keep minhagim. That's for sure. But it's not the same severity as Gzeres Rabbanon. And on these Gzeres Rabbanon, which again was only made at the time of Chazal, before the close of the Gemara, that they had a rule that they didn't make Gzeres upon Gzeres, except when they had exceptions. And this we see from Rashi in the beginning of Be'ah, that it says sometimes when they felt that this was such a compelling reason to make this Zera, they would make Zera Lexeris. Right? A very simple analogy to this, right? As parents, you make certain rules in the house, or as employers, you make certain rules, right? But sometimes you have to go to make an exception to the rule, right? If something's happening, you feel this is necessary because of what it may lead to, so therefore they made another exception. So the Chacham Sadim says a very simple svara, and we'll see if you go with this svara, it makes a big nafkamina. He says the Chacham saw as follows. Of course, it's only to eat actually meat and milk is only midrabanan. Because if you eat the two of them, you may come to start saying, oh, I'm eating them together. I may come to cook them together. Or I may eat them together after they were cooked. So they said since basar is mutter to eat and cholov is mutter to eat, if they have them in the same table, it's very likely, Chacham, we're concerned, it's very likely that a person may forget and eat it. Every person is going to forget. No, but it's very likely that a person, if we are allowed to put them at the same table, it's very likely that this is what would happen. They would eat them together. And therefore, Chacham said, since people are used to eating both basar and used to eating chalav, they said we're going to make a gzeira even to that extent. They went beyond the what they normally do, and they made a gzeira. Okay?
And so the Mechaber is getting it from the Rambam, the Ram, you mean he's...
Correct.
Two or three, or all three agreed in this case? I mean, he's pulling... Right, his source for this.
Yeah. It's really, it's the Ran, the Rajba that say in such a case you do make Exera L'Exera. And as again, we were trying to answer that the crazy place he was asking, that the Gemara seems to come up with a different reason. Right? The whole source of this Mishnah, the Gemara says, because you worry you may actually cook it in the pot that's on the table. So we're saying the Mechaber didn't write that because that's only going if you have to take care of the problem of Xera L'Xera, but this indeed is a Deraisa. But now we see there are Rishenim that say that's only in Shittas Reb Yosef, but in Shittas Abayi, the Rishenim are satisfied with saying in this instance they didn't make Xera L'Xera. Once you're satisfied, we're saying they made Xera L'Xera in this case, the Mechaber said this is the Xera. And that's what the Taz is trying to say here. In these two lines, the Taz is just saying, again, now we get a bit of appreciation for it, Bechi Haigavna Gazrin Xera L'Xera. They said here they felt they had to make Xera L'Xera. Let me mention one interesting shita. The Rishash writes in here in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel, he says, why does the Mishnah say that also lahalos basar al shulchan she'echel gvina? What happened? All of a sudden, what's the iser of that we're learning about? What do we call this? These halachas, basar, b'chalav, yeah, meat and milk. So why all of a sudden the Mishnah changes? You're not allowed to bring a meat on a table that you have cheese. Well, what cheese? Why don't you say milk? Right? It's always basar b'chalav. All of a sudden it's basar gvina. Yeah. So the Rishash says, he says, I see from that milk wouldn't be a problem. Why? Why wouldn't it be a problem? Because milk you can't bring on its own. Milk has to come in some sort of utensil. It has to come in a container. Right? So if you're putting milk in the container, yeah, bringing milk in a container would not be a concern that you're going to be cooking it with the other men. If you have cheese, so just open cheese, the open cheese you may put into a...
It's not on a plate, it's not on...
But the cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheese you could hold in your hand. That's what he's saying. Cheese you could hold in your hand, there was a concern. Ah, you may be able to, you may come to cook it together in the Ilpas Resach, in this clear region that's on the table. But if it will be milk, he seems to say, he wants to say it's even mutter lahalacha. Right?
Now, if you're eating cheese with your hands, and then you grab the clean to stir the children, falls in. I mean, it's milk, it's touching the milk.
Right, so that's what he's saying. If it's just the milk, it's a container, so there wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. It would seem that the Rishash is going with the understanding of the Gemara, that the whole concern to put up milk, to put cheese and meat on the same table is because it may end up in the same klirishin. You may cook them together. But indeed, we'll see from the Shach that does not only apply to Gevina, it applies to milk as well. And the reason is because we have a different concern. We're right, if you're eating your piece of meat, you're eating, let's say, your meat sandwich, it's cold, it's totally cold. You're eating a pastrami sandwich, right? You're still not allowed to put a bottle of milk on the table. Now why a person will do that, we'll see really in Siv Beis, we're more practical. But you're not allowed to put that bottle of milk. You're not going to be able to, you come to cook them together. The teretz is that the only you need to cook them together is going with the sheet of Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch, you see, does not go with this reason. You see, the Shulchan Aruch goes, what's the concern over here? You may come to eat them together. Shalayava la'achlam yachad. And we're saying that the chiddush here is that even such a case, we still will geyser, we made a gzeira l'gzeira on this din. So therefore it would apply even to a milk that comes in a container, it would apply the same thing. Okay. Good. So now we know what the issue is. The issue is you can't put milk and meat on the same table. You're eating fleishig, you can't put something that's milky. You're eating milk, you can't put something that's fleishig. Good. Before we see what the Shach is bothered by in his question, let's first see Siv Beis. Okay, Siv Beis, Hod the Asher LaHaloisei Al HaShulchan. This day you're not allowed to put up meat and milk on the same table. Davka b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirim zezeh. In other words, when you're dealing with two people now that are eating at the same table, if they are makirim zezeh, okay, which the Shach explains in Sifkan Gimel, what does that mean? The makirim zezeh, that they know each other, they're comfortable with each other. Says the Shach in Sifkan Gimel, she'einim izbayshim zeh mizeh v'yoicho kol echel mechaveirim. The two family members, it's a mother and a child, a father and child, two brothers, a husband and wife. They're not mizbayish to eat from one another. It means they wouldn't be concerned with taking food off of someone else's plate. Yeah? In such an instance, that's what we're concerned, that we can't have one eating fleishig, one eating milchig. Right? One person's eating his pastrami sandwich, and someone else is eating a milchig dish. Right? So he sees, you know, that really smells good, it really is it. Let me just take a little piece. And he's not embarrassed to eat off his wife's plate or his child's plate. That's what's usher. Afilu heim makpidim zeh. B'shem Iram HaKirim zeh. Afilu heim makpidim zeh. You have two people who meet up in some lobby or some park, and the random people sitting at the same table. Why? Because there's no concern. I'm going to eat off that person's. I wouldn't do that. I would be embarrassed to ask him. I would certainly not take it on my own. So he has no concern. Now this is a new hetero we should talk about. Even those who are close enough with each other, they're not embarrassed to eat off each other's plates. Im osu shum heker, if they make some sort of heker, some identifying item, each one is eating on their own tablecloth or their own placemat, even though it's one tablecloth, but they put an item in between the two plates to remind them that they can't eat off each other's plates, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. Okay, we'll talk more about the heker afterwards. So here we have two seifim. Sif Aleph is talking about a person who's eating by himself. Okay, do we get that? Sif Aleph is a person who's eating by himself. He's not allowed to eat with a. He's not only fleishik because if there's a bottle of milk on the table, there's some milk on the table, or vice versa. And Sif Bey is the moment when you have two people, even though each one is eating on their own, right? So this plate is mine, that plate is the other person's. Still, there's a concern. I may reach over and take from that, or the person may offer me some. You know, the person's eating something fleishik. And he says, wow, this is really good, you should try one of these. That's going to be usher. Okay? Unless you had a heker and you had something to remind him. Okay?
The first case is it's a davka b'shnei b'nei. They're referring to the first case. Specifically, we have two different people. How do you understand the first case as being one person eating by himself?
In Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is also la'alois. It's also to put it up. And then Sif Beis talks about two different people. Oh, very good. So the truth is, you're making Barry. You're making an excellent diyuk. It sounds like it's following Sif Aleph. It's true. It sounds like that. If you look, however, you look at the Ber Hativ, Sif Katan Aleph and Ber Hativ. Hamakirim sheinim isbayishim zem v'yechol kolachim shechaveira. That's the Shach. Nire afilu yochid sheyoshev ala shulchan. Even if one person's eating on the table by himself, the ein imay shum adam afilu achi aser mishum shema yavle laachlo machmas shicha. He may forget. You may forget. And we'll see that Rabbi Kivega also held like this, because Rabbi Kivega brings a shaila. Let's say one person is here, and for some reason he's too lazy. You know, let's say there's a kugel, it's a milch kugel, and it's cooling off on the table. And he wants to have lunch, and he wants to bring his fleishik up to the table, and he can't take out, that's where it has to be, the milch kugel. Right? So, it's also to eat, right? It's an issa drabanan. This is not a minig. This is a gzeira drabanan. He's not allowed to eat his fleishig meal at the same table that milch kugel is there, right? So he wants to say, listen, I can't. I want to take it away. It's too hot to move now. So he'll just. He has someone in the house. He said, listen, do me a favor. Could you be my shomer? Just watch. Just make sure that if you ever see me trying to take a piece of that kugel, you watch. Is that good or no? Is that good?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, that was a busha.
No, but it's not.
Need a stranger to come in.
That's because the two of them don't know, they forget about each other. But here's someone who's not eating with me, I want him to be my shomer. That's what I'm saying. No, because I'm putting him in charge. I'm putting him in charge to make sure that I don't come to eat it. Similar to having a hacker between the two people. It should be better than a hacker.
If you won't get up and walk away.
Ah, okay, good. Right, that's true. That's true. So we'll have to see what Rabbi Kivega says. But he, again, getting back to the point, you see that even one person, it's us even for one person to eat it. We have to appreciate this point because you make a big nafkamina coming to a different halacha. Yeah, why?
Because one person, you can't even sit at the table. Here, by two people, you can have your mappa, hecker,
right.
Kinds of
right.
Ways around. You have one person, you're stuck.
Gevaldik. So you're asking like this. You're asking, which really some achrayim ask, the hafla in the hagos here in the Shulchan Aruch asks this kasha. But Barry's asking as follows. In Sifa Aleph we say, Osir lahalois basar and begivina on one table. And in Sif Beis we say that this is that osir to bring it up when it's two people eating, okay, because we're saying it's a different scenario, it's two people eating. When you have two people, it's osir unless you have a hacker. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch give the Eitzah of a hacker in Sif Aleph already? Right? That's the haflo's deal. And as he says, it seems like that the only heter of having a hecker is in Sif Beis, when you're dealing with two people. And if you're dealing with one person, there's no heter of having a hecker. Okay? Why not?
Because a hecker doesn't work by one person.
Why not? Why wouldn't a hecker help by one person?
If you're going to forget to grab it in the first place, you'll get the hecker as well.
So
you have two people. You have two people. You got a shomer of sorts in the other person.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So this is what the hafla, this techemen brings also achreinim that go like this. We'll see if this is lahalacha a real concern, because it could be there's a raya from the shach here and other achreinim that we're not worried about this. But again, here's the eating. Sif Aleph is talking about one person eating, that it's also to bring up basri gemina, and Sif Beis is two people, and two people who are comfortable with each other, they don't mind eating off each other's plates. It's also except if you have a hacker. Unless you have a hacker, then it's mutter. So why in Sif Aleph doesn't a hacker help? So here's a Gemara. We have to learn a little Gemara here.
The hacker doesn't just go on the lakir, but not on the first of the...
Do you want to say the whole hacker goes back on Sif Aleph and base?
No, the hacker only goes on
Yeah, even when it's usher, because the makirim says that, but a hacker will help.
It goes on the whole base. On the first case, when they know each other, makirim says that, and even on the second, a makirim.
Yeah. No, if they're not makirim, then they don't even need a hacker, right? You don't even need a hacker. You go. That's right. Chalamay, you go to an amusement park, right? Let's say you go Chalamaytzu because you go to Hershey Park, yeah, and you're sitting there in the sukkah, and you're on one table, right, and you're sharing a table with somebody else, and you pull out your meat sandwich, and he puts out his cheese sandwich. Are you allowed to eat at the same table, right? So they do, yes. You don't know each other. You wouldn't certainly take a bite off his plate. There is no concern. Okay.
So does it get worse if you start to talk to the person? I mean, some people are friendly, and you can sit down with a stranger and talk. How are you? Where are you from? What are you doing? You know, how long did it take you to get here? Your kids here, right? Yeah,
right. I mean, by the time he's finished his conversation, he has no food. He has no food left on his plate. Oh.
So does that make it worse?
I mean, economy. At that point, you become makir and zeze. You become so friendly. At that point, of course, it's usher.
Would you take? You think you'd take some part of his food?
You know, Jewish geography, you wind up that you're third cousins.
Right. I mean, the other type of person, the other type of personality is that you come to the table and you ask the guy, you say, what time is it? And he starts, you get out of here. He starts screaming at you. He's like, well, I'll ask me the time. Yeah. You ask me for the time, then you're going to say, hey, where'd you get that watch from, right? And then you're going to say, then you come at you, my third cousin. I don't want to, I'm just cutting it off right now. Just get out of here. So, like, not everybody's like that. Some of them are more friendly, but yeah. So at that point, there'll be a problem. So let's see the Gemara in Shabbos, yeah? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, has a shy like this. Okay, we're going to have to end with this din of the Hafla and see next week who argues on it. The Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay, about a third of the way down, the Gemara says this is actually very relevant to our sugya here, because the Mishnah there says on Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah says Lo Yoichal Hazov Im Hazova Memnei Hergal Aveira. This is a similar halacha we have by Hilchas Nida, that a man and his wife are not allowed to eat at the same table while she's in a state of Nida because of Hergal Aveira, because the activity of eating together may bring a sense of closeness, of intimacy, and therefore they may lead them to an Aveira, similar to a Zav and a Zava with that Tameh, where it's awesome. So on that, the Gemara has a Shaila, Iboilu. Nida Mausha Tiyoshe Nimbaila Hi Bibigda Vuhu Bibigodov. Is it mutter for a man and his wife, who is right now a Nida, to sleep in the same bed but wearing their clothing? Why is that different? Maybe that itself should be a Heker. Rashi says, Dilma Kivin Deika Hekeira Midkar Dechiri. It means we're concerned. How could we be mutter to sleep in the same bed? Maybe they'll come to Hergal Aveira. Maybe they will be Mishamish, and it'll be Mamish and Issa Dairais and Issa Karis. No, but since they have a Heker, who big bigodav? He big bigdav, maybe it's mutter. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from where? From Basim Bukhalav, Tashima. We bring a raya from our Gemara we just learned. Ha'oif oila im hagvina ala shulchan. You're allowed to bring gvina and chicken at the same table. Ve'ene nechel, but you can't eat them together. Divrei beishamai. Be'sil alaimrim loy oila v'le nechel. Right? That's the halacha. You're not allowed to put chicken and cheese at the same table. Loy oila v'le nechel. So the Gemara says, look, we pass in like Beis Hillel. What do you see? That it's usher to put things at the same in proximity where it could lead to an Aveira. So Gemara says, Shiny Hosom Deleka Deyos. What does that mean? Don't bring me a raya from Basim B'cholov. Why? Deleka Deyos. There are not two different people. Deyos means two different opinions, two different people, two different minds. Rashi says, what's Deleka Deyos? When you have Shnei B'nei Adam Sheyazgiru L'Zelozeh. In other words, don't bring me a raya that'll be usher for a man to sleep be'ishtei nida when you have a heker, because there you have sort of like the Gemara's conclusion. You have two things that are going for you. First of all, you have the heker, this bibigadav bigdav, and you also have deyos. You also have that the two people said they can remind each other. Mashenken, one person to have basar oif and cholov on the same table, where there's no one to remind him, maybe that should be usher. So it says the haflah, same thing with our din over here. You know why the mechaber didn't say that if you have a hecker, it's mutter when it's one person? Because the lack of deos, because you don't have deos. In siv beis, would you have two people, right? So eat one of them. We all, from the, between the two of them, hopefully they're all behind. If they don't remind because of that, so we have a second level of protection. We have a hecker. But in Sif Aleph, all you have is the hecker. You don't have like a deos. There, you won't have a heter. So that's what the flow says. La halacha, la ma'isi. He wants to pass it like that. But we'll see. It's not so pashut. We'll see next week that we'll see from the shach. You see, not like that. We'll see from the shach the way he deals with a whole something very different. But we'll see from there that you see from the shach and many other achrayim and arachayim that did not go with this shot. I the Gemara. So you have to say why to explain why the Gemara was only a dichi ba'alma with the. With that teretz, it's not a, that means you don't have to say that's the final teretz. But based on that Gemara, it seems like a very geshmak araya that indeed one person and two people would have a different halacha. So just again to summarize, we have this new halacha: you can't bring whether one person or two people. You can't bring basar and gvin on the same table. The concern being that you may eat from one another. We had in the Gemara the first pshita Rabbi Yosef was that the isser is because you may actually come to cook them together, because he held that's the only reason they would have made the gzeira, because you're coming to a deraisa of cooking basar oif with chalav, because he holds basar oif b'chalav is deraisa. But lamaskana we see from some rishonim and all the achrayim, the Taz here points out, no, this is indeed only gzeira derabbanan. Basar oif chicken is only midrabbanan. Eating is only midrabanan, but still they made b'chiyah gavna, they made gzeira l'gzeira. Since this is food which are people are so used to eating all the time, there was the concern they may come to eat it together, and therefore the mechaber paskins, whether it's one person or two people, it's also to put gvina and bas on the same table and eat them, unless you have a hecker, as we've mentioned before. Okay, we'll hold it here.